UK strips visa from migrant caught celebrating Hamas terrorists. By Kurt Zindelka on November 11, 2023. In the first action of its kind since the murderous October 7 rampage by Hamas terrorists in Israel, the Home Office has revoked the visa of a man who expressed support for the Islamic terrorists. According to a report from The Sun, Britain's most circulated newspaper, a foreign national has had his right to remain in the UK revoked over celebrating Hamas, which is a banned terror organization in the country. The man, who remains unnamed for legal reasons, was also caught supporting Palestine Islamic Jihad, which is classified as a banned proscribed terrorist group as well. The Hamas-supporting migrant is said to have left the UK after a case was opened against him and Home Secretary Suella Braverman subsequently scrapped his visa, thereby prohibiting him from returning. He is reportedly the first foreigner to have had his visa revoked after the British government warned it would remove migrants who supported banned terror groups in the wake of the October 7 Hamas attacks that killed over 1,200 people in Israel. Commenting on the decision to revoke the Hamas sympathizers' visa, Immigration Minister Robert Jenrick said, "There can be zero tolerance for visitors to the UK who abuse the privilege of a visa and endorse evil terrorist acts. To any individuals considering following suit in the coming days and weeks, be in no doubt that we will continue to revoke visas wherever required. We will not tolerate extremism on our streets." The disclosure came ahead of a large-scale pro-Palestine demonstration on Armistice Day on Saturday, which many in the UK have branded as deeply disrespectful for coinciding with ceremonies to honour the fallen war dead who served Britain in combat. According to The Sun, there have been over 100 arrests at pro-Palestine protests over the past month, including for supporting proscribed terror groups such as Hamas. A report earlier this week from The Telegraph claimed that at least three of the organizing groups behind Saturday's protest had direct links to Hamas, including the Muslim Association of Britain, MAB, which was reportedly founded by former Hamas commander Mohammed Qasem Sawalha, who was granted British citizenship in the early 2000s. Commenting on the visa revocation of the Hamas sympathizer, Strange Death of Europe author Douglas Murray praised the Home Secretary's actions but said, "Now let's have some more." Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter, follow at Kurt Zindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com. Editor's note, this story was updated to reflect the revised number on the death toll from the October 7 Hamas attack in Israel. The Israeli government estimate of 1,400 was revised to around 1,200, according to Reuters.